Whether she would have wanted it or not, Terri Schiavo's ordeal forced Americans to focus on fundamental issues surrounding life and death. We asked people in three cities, Los Angeles, Syracuse, New York, and Birmingham, Alabama, what they've taken away from the Schiavo case.
My name is Asko Domihidoko. I'm living in Los Angeles. If it was to me like that, I'd try anything to survive. Life is number one priority, human being.
My name is Loretta Batorsky. I live in Syracuse, New York. It makes me want to go out and get one of those pieces of paper and put my request down.
My name's Joe Washington. I'm 52, and I live in Marietta, Georgia. I think this is very much a personal decision that an individual should make with their family. And I frankly think government has no business intervening. I think there are definitely more important issues for government to deal with. This is an important issue for the individual.
My name is Linda Galupo, and I live in Mattydale, New York. I don't think anyone has the right to pull the plug on someone. I really don't. You'll never give up hope.
My name is Sonny Sparks, and I live in Baldwinsville, New York. I believe that it's important for a person to prepare for unfortunate events, but I also believe that her husband has been taking care of her for 15 years, and I believe that, and I understand that her mother and father and her siblings love her, but if a person's in a vegetative state that way, it's my belief that the husband ultimately should have the last say-so.
Robert Oberhand, West Los Angeles. I think the politics and the religious establishment just made hay out of it. I thought it was in bad taste, out of proportion. This has been thoroughly thought out in courts and in law and in hospitals. It was very inappropriate, I felt.
The reactions of Americans in Los Angeles, California, Syracuse, New York, and Birmingham, Alabama, to the news this morning of the death of Terri Schiavo.